Everybody.
Hello.
I'm Meg Malloy.
And I'm Julia McCullough.
And this is The Soft Spot.
You found it. You found The Soft Spot.
Today, we're going to start off. We have a special guest, so it inspired this little chat that we're going to start things off with.
Mm-hmm.
Makeup. Looking good. Looking fierce.
Yes.
Putting eyebrows on Julia McCullough's face.
Wait, who's our guest? Is it John Revlon?
Putting eyebrows on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Julian and I met and we fell in love. And mm-hmm. It's just so crazy because neither of us have eyebrows. Isn't you know, love wild, you
guys?
You
know what they say, Jesus gives you what you can handle.
Yeah, exactly. The Lord only gives you what you can handle. And mm-hmm. the Lord gave you a lady who happened to have a makeup artist background mm-hmm. and know exactly how to match your eyebrows.
She knows how to handle these eyebrows.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jesus.
So now...
I bet Jesus had great eyebrows.
I bet he did.
You know, he always looks so...
he looks so handsome in every picture
Although
you see.
They're all lies, because he's not white.
He's not white. But even the ones where, you know, he's looking darker, he's like way babely. How are we even... How did we get to talking about Jesus for makeup?
Well, it would be funny, though, if God sent down his only son and he was like a 5.
Of course he's a supermodel.
God's my dad. Really? Because you're a little pudgy in the middle.
Oh, my God, Julian, you're so weird.
Okay.
Anyways, back to makeup.
I'm just saying he has a six-pack all the time up on the cross
He always does have a six-pack.
But he doesn't need makeup. I do.
Yeah.
You did my makeup for Shark Week.
I did. I've done your makeup for a few things because we trust no one with these brows. And by we, I mean I trust no one with these brows.
It doesn't help that I have a serious Cro-Magnon forehead.
Like, God.
The brow is so strong.
Nobody feels bad for you, Julian. Everybody that knows what you look like, they don't feel bad for you. They're like, why is this attractive guy talking about his brow bone? He is a little bitch. I can confirm that he is a little bitch. This is indeed true.
So what do you do for my eyebrows, because I literally don't have any.
Yeah. Well, when you're going to be under a lot of lights, and I know your pretty little face is going to sweat a lot,
mm-hmm.
we use a brow pomade, like Anastasia brow pomade.
Wow.
And that shit's not going anywhere. And I know that because I'm a brow sweater, people. I'm a sweaty lady, but I'm a brow sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And when I paint those things on, when I get them on, because it takes a minute.
Yeah.
You can't rush perfection. You know what I'm saying?
When you say brow pomade, I'm picturing you can make like a pompadour with my eyebrows.
No, you've seen it before because I've literally put it on your face.
I don't understand these things.
I wish I would have asked Roz what Roz uses.
Our guest, by the way.
Sorry.
Roz Dresfelez. Yeah, an amazing
amazing face, lady or man.
Hair.
Just kind of a perfect looking person.
And the outfits... He decides to wear it's like 80. I don't even know how to describe it.
Julian has a crush on him, like, as a boy and as a girl. There are so many conflicting feelings.
Yeah.
He's just, like, a perfect-looking human.
He is.
And he's so nice.
He is very nice, yeah.
And,
there's got to be a dark secret there somewhere.
I don't care. I love it. I live for it. So we recorded this episode and we talk about how we're going to take our girls to drag brunch.
Because Roz hosts it.
And if you have a problem with our parenting, feel free to DM me.
Feel free to drag us online.
Yeah, feel free. I welcome the talk, the chat. Anyway, so we took our girls mm-hmm. and they
Should we describe what drag brunch is? Is it everywhere? Do people know what it is?
Have you been to drag brunch?
It's basically...
It's drag queens perform, and they lip sync to songs, mm-hmm. and they're beautiful and amazing, and... They come to your table, and I was like, oh my God, I need to tighten things up. These people are just so perfect.
I know.
And airbrushed.
It was so fun.
And the dance moves, and everything. It's just like I was dazzled.
And I know what you're probably thinking at home. Were the girls actually nervous once they got there because it can be something intimidating for a 5-year-old and a 3.5-year-old? And the answer is
No,
they
really
loved it.
They loved it. They sat there like jaws dropped, mm-hmm. just in total awe of everything that
and
was happening.
And you, by the way, did an amazing job of putting them in full queen.
Yeah, we put some drag makeup on their little faces. Mm-hmm. It took everything in me to not give them like really harsh like chola eyebrows. But I was like, I'm not going to do that to them.
They got involved.
They did get involved. Mm-hmm. They were invited to the stage. Because
for a dance competition.
Of course, there are children.
Yeah.
They were invited to the stage. And they won a booty shaking contest. Bruce Valanche was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bruce Valanche. You guys know Bruce Valanche.
And then Julian almost lost his shit.
Well, you don't expect to see Bruce Valanche anywhere besides the 1988 Oscars.
I mean, he was like sitting directly across from us sipping champagne the whole time, and Julian didn't notice until it was time to take pictures with the drag queens. And what does Julian do? Is like, Bruce, can I get a selfie? Bruce, I'm a comedian.
What's so funny is, like, when you're a kid, you don't think about any of that stuff. And now I'm like, of course Bruce Valanche is gay. Like, what was I thinking as a kid? I'm like, he's fun looking.
I bet he gets all the girls.
With all his great puns. But anyway, we had a great time. And if you have children, it's a good way to open them up to alternative lifestyles.
And
pancakes.
Exactly. And if you're into more of like the hard body stuff, they've got you. That menu is designed for,
It's like quinoa, egg white.
Yeah.
Brunch.
They have like, you know, it's like grilled chicken with nothing on it and vegetables. Like,
but the one we went to at Rockwell in LA, they give you your mimosa pitcher. They just give you the pitcher. And then it's up to you to pour it.
Yeah.
And
that's a responsibility Julian McCullough is always happy to take on. So it was really great.
We had a lot of fun. And Roz was amazing.
Roz
is such a funny comedian and has a lot of experience, but it's so
such
great.
Such a performer.
To see that confidence. Oh, and he also does balloon animals, which is so great to not take yourself seriously and just be like, I do balloon animals.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like strutting around with his perfect legs and he's like, do you want a giraffe? And it's amazing.
Something tells me he makes off-color balloon animals as well, but there were children there, so he made a straight-up puppy.
They kept things pretty tame for our girls, which we really appreciated.
He's like, I can also make a John Hamaconda if you want.
But if you are into the drag culture and you want to get your kids brunch is a good way to toe dip. They also have drag story time at a couple of libraries around LA, and I know they have them in New York as well.
As many in Missouri.
So let's raise open-minded, wonderful children, and let's get into our interview with Roz.
Let's do it.
This would be funny. I played football in high school.
Yeah, did you?
Now I'm a drag superstar.
Well, thank you for being here, Roz.
Are we on?
Yeah, that's
it. We are
it.
Here.
That's how easy it is to start. In fact, I'm going to have him start it with, I was a football player.
I was a football player, and I played basketball.
Well, I can see the basketball because you're lithe and you're long, right?
These shorts
you're tall.
Are very short.
How tall are you?
They are very
how
short.
Tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Yeah, okay.
In drag,
but you play
I'm
football?
Like 7 foot. Yeah.
Like with pads?
Yeah, with all of it.
The whole costume.
Full costume and everything. It was cute.
Where was this?
I did. Okay, I played. I was a center, so there was snapping. I did that part. And it's real. None of this is fake.
Okay, okay. Where were you on the field? Where did you grow up? Where were you playing football?
Sorry, I'm like, I didn't even realize. Okay.
It's okay. You're doing great,
we're here. We're okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. I just found out we're canceled. I am so sorry. Yeah, you're the worst.
That's what I do. I grew up in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
And you played football in Michigan.
Yeah, and we weren't bad either.
Yeah.
And we weren't like a small school. Like, I actually played.
How long?
Only for 2 years. And then I was like, oh, no, this locker room shit is not working for me right now. This is not going well.
Well, I mean, is it a dark story or can you tell it? Like, what was going on? The macho thing was not fun or what?
Yeah, I was just over it. Like, yeah. I was just like, I want to be performing. Like, I liked when there was, like, the audience during the games. I thought it was cute. I had the helmet. I had a crowd. I was like, yes.
You know what you sound like? There was this new kid in our school when I was in fourth grade, Jorge. And he was trying to fit in one day. And it was like Monday morning or Tuesday morning or something. He came over to a bunch of us talking about football because we had just watched the 49ers. And he goes, hey, guys, are you talking about the football show? they were like, what? And they wanted to, like, beat him up. And I was like, I'm going to be friends with that kid.
Yeah, that was me for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I had no interest in the athletics.
Right.
At all. But I did it, you know, just to fit in.
Did you graduate high school?
Oh, it's a long story.
I thought you'd just be like, yeah.
No.
Sorry. No, it's not. I did like one of these talent competitions that you hear on the radio that are like, does your son or daughter want to be on the Disney Channel?
Oh my God.
Come on down to the Sheridan or whatever. And I did one of those.
Disney Central.
Yeah.
Sheridan.
I did one of those things on the radio and I went and it seemed kind of legit, and I was like, I'm not going to pay anything. I'm not going to pay for this. And they're like, don't worry about it. Just come do it. And so I did it, and I won it.
How old were you at this point?
It was before my senior year.
Okay.
So you were like 16, 17?
So you were like a man almost. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I like won it or whatever. And then I had to move out here, and then I started like doing like little things and acting and modeling and stuff.
Oh, my God.
And then that too, I got out here. I was like, ugh, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And I just stayed.
This is the pageant.
You didn't do pageants.
Did you do pageants?
I did pageants as a small child, but not like pageants. They were like local fashion shows. I did model furs as a child. I'm now a vegetarian,
furs.
So don't come at me, but yeah.
You know, child furs.
Child furs.
Oh, yeah. I love a child fur.
I was a dancer. I was on the dance team. Also had no interest in the football game that was happening in front of me that I was supposed to be cheering for.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Texas.
Oh, yeah. That feels pageant-y.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing that I did, it actually was legit. Like, it wasn't as, like, cheesy as it sounded.
Right.
Like, there were actually, like, I got, like, real agents and, like...
Oh, that's awesome.
Real auditions and stuff. And I don't like going to rooms and acting like I'm in front of a camera that isn't there. I'm just like, ugh, I want to be on stage.
Yeah.
So I just, like, was doing all these auditions, and I was just like, no. And then I got into the theme park biz.
How'd you do that?
I started being a performer at theme parks, and
that sounds
just
kind of fun to me.
It does sound fun, huh?
Who were you? Who have you played at theme parks?
Well, one of the jobs I'm not allowed to ever talk about.
Well, no one listens to our show. No, I'm kidding. We have a lot of listeners. We're actually very excited.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but in other words, if you do have a real secret...
So if you signed an NDA, now is not the time.
Yeah, right. I can't talk about that.
Oh, no,
one.
But you can tell us after.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
And listen, if you go to my Instagram at @RozDressFulness, I can post pictures and be like, hey, look at this picture of something at a theme park.
Right.
I can't be like, here's me.
Gotcha.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say if you subscribe to our Patreon, we will reveal this secret later. Yeah.
That's probably a lie.
We don't have a Patreon.
We don't have a Patreon.
Oh, perfect. Do you guys know about OnlyFans?
No, what are those?
Oh my God. OnlyFans is this thing. I don't know if straight people are doing it, but it's very big with gay people right now, where it's like these hot Instagram people will have an OnlyFans, which is like Patreon, but it's like, it's more of like a porn thing. And so it's like they show themselves doing like, you know, whatever, porn wise, and people subscribe to it and they get so much money. People are making like $40,000 a month. And I know go-go boys and stuff. They're making so much fucking money right now.
So they have a clean feed, essentially. Like the public one.
No, you have to just pay to see whatever it is.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you were saying like they drew in the customers
like
from their regular
from
Instagram.
From Instagram, yeah. They'll be
and
like,
then
go
they go,
to my
but
only
come
thing.
Over here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
The oldest game in the book.
But it's like Patreon.
Yeah.
But it's more like a sex thing.
OnlyFans. Okay. I think. All right.
To our OnlyFans. The soft spot. Where
ours is just snuggling.
Hard.
It's a lot of snuggling for our OnlyFans. You want to watch us snuggle? Or...
Not necessarily, but.
I'm like, yeah, right. Throw on some like Houston rap. I'll take my shirt off. I don't care.
All right. Go to our Only page, OnlyFans page. So theme park work, like you're like characters or like what?
I did play a character at one theme park.
Okay.
And then I was a tour guide at Universal Studios, which
was
really
was
fun.
That fun?
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it. I mean, everything's a job, like at the end of the day, but it was fun. And then now I'm just a full-time drag goddess.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we asked you what your soft spot was, and you...
I misunderstood the assignment. I don't know. I guess I didn't know what that meant for a second. Like, I know what that means, but, like, I don't know what it means.
Well, it's like, I mean, are you... If you're not generally a sentimental person, then you probably don't give a shit.
No, I'm horrible. I don't have feelings. What are you talking about?
It's appropriate that you're dead inside because you chose Elvira.
I did choose Elvira.
Yeah, you said she was an inspiration.
Huge inspiration.
Oh, okay.
For me. Yeah. I love Elvira.
When was the first time you saw her?
It's not that kind of thing that I can remember the exact first time. I just remember kind of her being around growing up. Because I grew up in the 90s, sort of,
she hosted
after.
the Macabre Movie Hour. And so she would introduce horror movies.
Yeah, and like, you know, she would do the commercials for Coors Light, Coors Beer, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just see her around and stuff. And I guess I wasn't really there for when, like, the movie first came out and all that kind of stuff. But I later figured all that out. And I just remember seeing her and just being like, who is this? Like, she's scary at first, but she's, like, also...
So hot.
So hot. Yeah. And also, like, so not threatening and not scary and dark and...
Right.
Like, I mean, she is... There's a darkness to her, but she's, like, a valley girl and she's, like, funny. And I don't know.
It's such a funny combination of, like, aspects to put into a character.
Which is
why I think it
works so well.
Yeah.
And I think she's a really big inspiration for a lot of weirdo queer people because, you know, especially if you watch the movie, it's like everyone in the town is like, you're evil just because of the way you look or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she's like, get to know me. I'm not that bad.
Right. Totally. She appealed to me when I was younger because I was like, oh, there's like a way to be like confident and hot. And not be like a dumb,
like a Playboy,
Barbie, blonde,
right,
cookie cutter person.
Well, have you guys seen Elvira, Mistress of the Dark?
No, but I'm going to watch it.
Oh my god,
because
it's way better than
we didn't have time, but
think.
I can't. Oh really?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I kind of thought it would be good.
It's kind of amazing.
It's great. Well, apparently, I think there was like some distribution deal. Like the company that was supposed to distribute it folded right before. Like something like that happened. So it only went to a certain amount of theaters, and a lot of people didn't get to see it, and it got bad.
Oh, you think it would have been a better hit?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Because it's not the cheesiest 80s movie. Are you kidding
me?
It's absolutely not. Yeah.
It's definitely cheesy in like a way that like, I don't know. It's really funny. There's good jokes in it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it opens... She is getting, spoiler, she, like, kind of gets sexually assaulted, really, by her boss. Mm-hmm. And she, like, kicks his ass. And it's like, yes!
Oh, that's awesome.
Elvira.
She's one of the writers on it. So I hope, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
There's two other writers, but I looked up to see if she wrote it. And yeah, she did. So I think that's awesome that she's like, I want to kick a guy's ass. Because, you know, she got that constantly.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine.
Know, yeah.
Yeah. And
like, even doing a Coors Light commercial, I guarantee you. Like,
oh, it's probably disgusting.
As she's the star of it, they were probably, like, drooling and saying gross shit. Yeah.
Ugh. But,
So she kicks the guy's ass, and then she moves to... Or she has to... She wants to start a show in Vegas.
In Las Vegas, yeah.
She's, like, in her car, right? It's been forever since I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. This fierce
What's
song
her car?
Plays.
Does she have like
oh
a,
my god.
Is it like a Batmobile kind of thing?
Kind of. It's so cool. Okay, so this song comes on,
yes.
Which is all the 80s that you need.
Yeah.
This song is called Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Uh-huh.
It's by some lady that is very Lita Ford. She probably hated Lita Ford because they're very similar people. But I'll just listen. Just give it a... Oh, my God. And then a picture of Elvira, she's eating a hot dog. And then the hot dog... No, but listen, then the hot dog comes out of the bun and lands right in between her
no.
tits. Yes!
Are you kidding
it
me?
It happened!
Ugh.
It's so good. And then she picks up
hot
some, like...
dog.
She picks up some, like, creepy guy off the street who's also... Who's played
this
by...
This is her road trip going to...
She's no, but she has to go. She finds out that her aunt has died,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to the aunt's house, which is in Massachusetts. So she's driving across country.
Okay.
And
she picks up a creepy guy.
Yeah, who's actually played by, I believe, Joey Arias, who's like this famous drag queen mm-hmm. in New York, which is funny that there's a drag queen in it.
Yeah.
And then she gives him the boot
because
he's creepy. I love that about her.
Yeah.
I do, too.
That's great.
And you didn't always see that in movies in the 80s, you know?
No. You never saw, like, a hot chick being, like, you know, fuck that whenever somebody was messing with her. You still don't see that very often.
Yeah. No, in the 80s, it was all like, let's harass the women, and then they laugh.
Yeah.
You know, that was the end of it.
Totally.
So that's cool. She, I'm asking both of you this. What is her hair? Is that inspired by something else? Is that totally her vision? Like, it's such a strange do.
Well, she's actually a redhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is.
But she had this, like, huge
Yeah, it's sort of
thing.
Spider. Like, you know, the bangs are kind of like a spider.
Like mm-hmm. the Lydia Dietz kind of.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
I have had the honor of meeting her multiple times.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, which is crazy for me.
In wardrobe or like...
No, that's the thing. I'm not a super fan of anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we all have like our diva and she's definitely like my diva. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm not the kind of person that like...
No, I mean, when you met her, was she in her garb or
Well,
was
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've never like paid... To see her.
She doesn't just like do her. She doesn't just like grocery shop as Elvira.
No, she definitely does not. Especially these days, she's kind of like held off on it because she, she's just, I think she's done it.
Yeah. Really?
You
it's
know,
been a long time.
I mean, she looks amazing.
She does.
She's 66.
Oh, really?
She looks, yeah, we were looking her up
mm-hmm.
and she just tweeted a picture of her like holding her dog and Julian was like, that's Elvira?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
This like sweet, hot woman with like red hair.
My dad would be like, oh my God.
I know, right?
My dad loves redheads. He loves redheads and if she'd be like right up his alley.
Yeah, she...
It'd be so weird if my dad started dating Elvira.
That would be amazing.
I cannot think of a better stepmom.
Jackie Beat has worked with her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're good friends. And so through Jackie Beat, I've gotten to meet her.
Oh, okay.
And she's come to Golden Girls quite a few times.
Oh, wow.
Which, like... So scary for me to be like, performing in front of like Elvira.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But she's so nice, mm-hmm. and I've introduced myself every time I've met her, and now she's like, I know who you are, and it's like,
little old me.
I know, it's crazy. And then she had like this fabulous book launch party. That was on the rooftop of the Roosevelt Hotel, and star-studded. And Jackie was the DJ, and she invited me, and it was amazing. And I got
were you like, can you sign my hot dog?
Yeah, basically. I brought a hot dog with me, which I usually do. Reach into my backpack. I brought a backpack. I feel like such a loser, but I brought this backpack because... Okay, I get paid in dollar bills all the time,
uh-huh.
and I needed to go to the bank, and I just didn't want to leave.
Is that
my
a backpack full of singles?
Yeah. I just didn't want to leave it in the main streets
Work.
Of Burbank. So,
oh, that's amazing. Can I see it? I want to see all the money.
I think.
That's a cute backpack.
It is.
Wait, I might have
Uh-oh.
Forgotten the dollars.
Oh!
I think I forgot the... Well, here's what I did bring. Windex.
What?
Because I have to clean my car because I'm getting a brand new car after I go to the bank.
Oh. Yeah. With ones? That's a lot of ones.
Basically. Yeah. Listen, I make dozens of ones every night. And, you know, they add up.
Where are you getting ones?
I forgot the ones, though.
I know. You got to go back home. I'm so sorry. What's your address? Where are you making ones? What are your shows? Because I know you do a lot of shows around town. As I follow you on Instagram, and I can't always tell what the nature of each show is. Like I can't because do stand up and you also do.
Stand up is no ones whatsoever.
Right, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do shows. Gosh, I do so many. I do one at a place called Fault Line, which is like East Hollywood, Silver Lake ish. That's on Wednesdays.
What is that about?
That is a bunch of drag queens. I try to get people that have never done drag before. Guys. I've had lady drag queens.
Was it called Bio Drag?
Yeah.
I was just told that.
Which is also my favorite Pauly Shore movie.
I should just do that.
Yeah, you should.
You should. Give
you
it a
should,
go.
You should, babe.
It's so fun. Get a cute wig. Put on a song you like. Dance around. People give you $1 bills.
I love $1
bills. We're trying to diversify our portfolio.
There you go. So I do that show, which is always fun because people like brand new. And then I also put like two comedians as a part of it. Look at a family
package
affair.
Package deal.
I know.
There we go. Two for one.
We're like the Incredibles, but obnoxious.
Yeah. I like that.
Where is Fault Line? Is it like a... like a classy joint, or what is it?
Well, there's a neon penis on the wall.
Sign me up.
So we all have our different definitions of classy. It's cute.
There's no veins in it, so it's like a nice...
veins. I think it's traditionally more like a leather kind of gay bar.
Oh.
Yeah, but now it's gotten to be a little bit more drag and fun and kitschy and that kind of thing.
All right.
Julian's dying to do drag, and
I'm ready to end this interview right now and start picking out my costume.
Let's do it.
I think he would be beautiful. He has such good bone structure.
Yeah.
He needs to get rid of the beard.
Yeah, I need to shave.
You're a little bit manly looking.
What? Oh, because of my brow. He's being nice, but it's my caveman brow.
No. I mean, like, you have, like, a masculine jaw, and, like, like you're, like, a man.
Okay. He's about to ask you to run away with him.
So Fault Line, we're doing it.
Is there
why don't you both do drag? Do a duet.
Yeah.
Why don't you,
I mean,
Meg,
I would
you
go
be a
check
king,
it out
a drag
first.
King. Oh. You be a drag queen and do like Sunny and Cher or something.
Yeah,
cute.
We could do that.
I'm into it.
I got you, babe. We could do I got you, babe.
check it out. It's on Wednesdays
okay,
at
that's
9
Wednesdays.
P.M. And then I do. God, I do.
And you mentioned Golden Girls, which
Golden Girls?
We talked about when we had Drew and Jackie on.
Yes,
and they talked about it a bit. We went to the show. You were Rose. Correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You were so... No, you were so...
It was amazing. It was so good.
Yeah.
I loved it.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Golden Girls Live.
Right. The live reenactment, like word for word.
Of Golden Girls episodes.
At Casita del Campo.
Yeah.
It was incredible. You were so great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminding Julian... that you kind of called him out. He went to go get us drinks, and it was
during the show.
And you said something. It was like your line, and you made a face with him. And I swear to God, he fell in love with you.
Oh my God! Yeah. What?
I stopped looking at Alaska's butt for 5 seconds when you made eye contact with me.
He was like, "Oh my God."
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the funny thing. That we definitely like break the fourth wall and like there's kind of no rules. Like,
yeah,
it's such a cool. Have you guys been there before? To Casita del Campo?
We go there to eat all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. I love that place.
But as far as live shows, it's the only live show we've been to. I would like to go to more live shows there because I love the venue. But
yeah, it's that place is like heaven to me. Like the food is amazing. The restaurant is so cute.
Mm-hmm. And the owner is so cute. It's like this old British guy.
The staff is so sweet.
Yeah,
and then
there's a tree inside.
There's a tree growing through. And then there's like the basement where it's like, you know, it's somebody said one time that it feels like the kids are in the basement playing and all the adults are upstairs.
Yeah,
you know?
Keep
I
it
love
down.
That.
Yeah, it really feels like that. And it's also like at any moment it could just collapse. Who knows what will happen down there. But
are you in the next run of
I've done the past like 6 of them, I think. Mm-hmm. I've done almost all of them, which has like been...
Because we're definitely going to the next run. It's in mid-August.
Yeah, I'm just playing like little like guest star roles and stuff. Mm-hmm. But also Selene Luna is in it, who is amazing. And she's a stand-up, and she opens for Margaret Cho a lot. Mm-hmm. And she was just in Coco, the Disney movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's going to be in it. And then Danielle Gaither, who was, she was on Mad TV, and she's really funny.
Cool.
She's going to be in it, too.
All right.
You should come. It's in August.
Well, we're going to go anyway, even if those people weren't going to be there.
Yeah.
Yay!
We're
going to
go. I want to mention your tattoo. You have, is this fresh? It's fresh,
very
right?
Very fresh. It's like
it's beautiful.
Flaking off and stuff right now. It's like 2-3 days old. It's a Patrick Nagel situation. Mm-hmm. I'm having what professionals might call a quarter life crisis. I just had this month where I did 44 shows in all of June.
And whoa.
Pride Month, oh my God, it was amazing. I'm so grateful for it. But like,
you're buying a car.
I'm tired.
Yeah. I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm taking kind of this month to like do me.
Yeah.
And I've wanted tattoos for all these years, and now I'm getting one. And the next one I'm getting is Elvira's dagger.
Oh, what's that?
Bringing it back.
Yeah. She has a dagger?
She has a dagger on her belt.
Oh.
That's like iconic.
Cool. That's awesome. So, I've never seen a Nagel tattoo before, and they did a great job.
It's incredible. Yeah.
We use Nagelized portraits for some of our guests. You know, we like draw them up as they were.
Yeah.
So we have to do that for you, obviously.
Oh my God, that's a dream come true.
Yeah. So, but we'll do it. We'll do it with a. You got to send us a good picture of you as you know.
That's
in
the problem.
In the
nonsense.
Stop. But anyway, I love that tattoo. It's great.
It's called Broken Art in Los Feliz.
Okay.
Yeah, think locally.
We're due. We're due. We're supposed to go back. Hey guys, we want to talk to you about Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. It's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
They made vitamins fun.
They did.
They come in these little packs. They deliver them to your door. It starts, you take an online quiz because they want to personalize it to your lifestyle and your body and what it needs. Mm-hmm. And you take this quiz to find out what your body needs.
It's about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices, which you're supposed to be honest about.
Yep. And I thought, I assumed we would both lie a little bit, but you told the truth and I lied.
I told the truth and Julian did not. And now one of us is taking milk thistle and...
Milk
the other
thistle.
One
isn't. What does milk thistle do? I'm going to check my handy Care Of booklet that tells me what each thing does. Where is yours? Milk thistle.
Yeah, milk thistle is the drinking buddy.
The drinking buddy. So
so my liver's all good thanks to Care Of.
And my liver's not because I lied. But anyway, it's a great company, and what they send you these cute little boxes, and each box is full of packets that have been customized to you based on your quiz.
Yeah.
So my packet has, I think, 7 vitamins in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a daily packet. You pull it out of the little box and you just take those 7 vitamins and your body is like, oh my God, I feel so much better.
And they have cute little like inspirational quotes and,
on them. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of fun whenever you take one out to take it and read whatever's on there.
Yeah, sometimes it's a Winston Churchill quote. You know what I mean? It depends on...
And I personally appreciate there are vegan and vegetarian supplement options to match your dietary needs because I am a vegetarian. So
and I'm getting there.
He's getting there. He's trying.
But what's great about that is you can modify your pack at any time. So check out Care Of. It's awesome. You can get 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. Visit Take Care Of. That's Take careof.com and enter the promo code SOFTSPOT and you will get 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. Please go to takecareof.com, put in our promo code SOFTSPOT so we get the credit and you will start feeling as good as we do.
Yeah.
I just. Do you want to see my new one? I just.
Yeah.
Got,
what'd you get?
Recent. It says my
name.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
It's hearts and flowers with Meg's name in it.
My name.
Yeah.
Cute. Well, that's what I was saying. I have a soft spot for like straight guys that like drag queens, but mm-hmm. not in a creepy way.
You know what's so funny? I'm so naive about a lot of stuff like that. Like a lot of weird like. There's a lot of things where I will like something innocently, and then I'll find out that there's this whole like dark side of it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's one of them, is that I love drag queens, but then you find out, like watching Transparent or something like that, where there's like all these guys that have like fetishes for all different kinds of, you know, gender fluidity stuff.
And... Did you guys see that thing on Instagram that everyone was doing in their Instagram story that's like, ask me a question?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I did that thing, and... It was a lot of gross, like...
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Do you fucking drag? And, like, will you meet me? Like, I just... I get a lot of these guys that are specifically into Raws, which is not how I have sex or
right.
anything like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting, creepy, yeah.
But they identify as straight.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, because that's the thing. Like, I love... a straight guy that like respects drag and gets it mm-hmm. and like isn't creepy like that.
Yeah. Well, she's like really shown me the light, and it's so fun, and I do appreciate it. I think it's amazing.
Are you a
theater.
Drag fan?
Yeah.
I am. Yeah.
Right. Do you watch like Drag Race and all that stuff?
No, I have not watched Drag Race. I don't watch very much TV.
I don't either.
But we did meet Bianca in a green room at Clusterfest, and
oh, fun.
Our daughters were like,
she wasn't even in full garb anymore, right? She was like chilling after a show, and, just the makeup. Yeah.
Oh, she has really cool makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girls were like, oh my God. Our girls are very into drag.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they're coming to see the show, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I can't believe how well that worked out. You're hosting a drag brunch.
Yes, at Rockwell. Wait, mm-hmm. this reminded me of something else. This backpack Bianca gave me.
Oh, really?
Wow. Look at that. There you go.
Bringing it back.
It's like you keep wanting to convince us you're a good guest. You're doing great, Ross.
Guys, I came here without doing the assignment. I'm sorry. I'm just trying.
Well, you know, you never graduated high school, so you don't know how to do homework.
That feels true. No, but to go back to that, I homeschooled myself. So I have a diploma and everything. And
you do? Okay.
So I actually did only homework for my senior year. Which
okay.
is like,
so you can intern at our company. You have the credentials.
Yeah, I'm looking for that. Yeah.
I'm looking for that.
That's why I'm here. I thought this was the kind of interview. So wait, hold up. Yeah. So I'm filling in as host at the Voss Events Drag Brunch at mm-hmm. Rockwell this Saturday.
That's great. And we will be there.
Yeah. And how old are your children?
They're 3 and a 5, and one is
she's turning 5.
That's turning 5.
And she wanted. This is what she asked for, and I don't know if this is possible, but. She asked Meg if she would make her a drag queen and king. So she wants to be male on this side and female on this side.
Oh, my God.
Which is a huge assignment, but I don't know
if
we're going to do
it. She was like, I want a wig. And we were kind of like, it's very hot outside. And if you're not used to wearing a wig, that might feel like a lot.
You're
going to
rip that thing off. Yeah.
So they don't know this and they're not listening. But we got them like hair extensions and we're going to do their makeup. Mm-hmm. And
you guys.
Yeah. They're going to be front row.
Yeah.
So I hope that doesn't make. Don't hold back.
They're
on language or anything, we don't care.
Okay,
they're so excited.
Yeah, I won't bring my filthy numbers, but they're gonna come on stage in all of it.
Oh my god, they're gonna lose it.
It's gonna be so fun.
And, by the way, they're ready.
Yeah, okay. They're totally ready.
Perfect. We gotta get them drag names.
I know.
We've been
asking
about
them.
What are their names?
Goldie and Lulu.
Oh
so
my god.
We want to do Goldilocks, but she doesn't get it. She doesn't want her name
in it.
She's like,
maybe you should give her a drag
name. Yeah, you have to give her one.
Okay. And christen her.
Yeah.
She'll take it. She'll take whatever you give her.
Okay.
She is going to die.
Yeah. You guys, I'm a family-friendly drag queen because I'll tell you, not only did I work with children at theme parks,
mm-hmm.
but I also do this thing called Drag Queen Story Hour, which you
we
guys should come to.
We just found out about that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you do that too?
Yeah. It's so fun. It's like drag queens reading books to children. It's great.
They did it in Williamsburg. Williamsburg. Remember, I used to take Lulu to that when I lived in New York.
Oh, yeah. It's become like a cultural phenomenon. It's in like all the major cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys next time I'm doing it. But I also make balloon animals.
What?
Yeah. And
oh,
I'll,
my God.
I'll do a balloon animal number on Saturday, and I'll give them balloon animals.
Oh, my God.
It's You're like a party in a cup. You're like, you can do it.
Yeah. I am.
They're going to be... I mean, when they met Bianca, they also met Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never seen them so, like, just blown away.
Yeah.
Like, just jaws dropped.
Goldie's hand was playing with her dress so hard. Like, she was so nervous. Like, her face was still, and she was trying to have a conversation with Bianca.
Oh.
But her hand was going nuts on her dress because she was just, like, so nervous and didn't know what to do.
God.
It was really cute, yeah.
I have a soft spot for that. Soft spot.
I know,
podcast.
Right?
You are nailing this.
Okay, perfect.
Is there comics? There's a lot of crappy stuff between like styles, like in terms of there's like cliques and like you should do this, you shouldn't do that. You're cool if you do
totally.
This. You're not cool. Is there a lot of that in drag world or not so much? Or is it all
not
pretty open and supportive?
Not as much as I wish there was. I come from the comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Like, I was a doorman at the Improv for 4 years.
Oh, I didn't
or something.
Know that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm very much, like, a stickler for a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of comedy drag queens that... do other people's material, which is, I'm like, you don't do
no,
that.
No, that's crazy.
Like, they come out and they just, like, they'll do, you know, they'll lip sync words from, I don't know, a comedy, like Mean Girls or something.
Yeah.
And so everyone's laughing, but it's like, comedian wrote that. That's not your work. So, like, coming from the comedy clubs, like, that's my thing.
Yeah.
I think that there definitely are, there's definitely things that, there's drag queens that are like, you have to wear nails and you have to wear hip pads and all this shit. And I'm just so like, ugh, no.
Where did your hair is such a strong choice. Where did you get that idea for having...
My boy hair or...
No, your Roz hair.
Actually, it comes from growing up feeling like Elvira.
Uh-huh.
I grew up in Michigan, and I was Mexican, and I had super black hair, and everyone was blonde and white, and the kids would make fun of me for having black hair, and so I was like...
That's so Aryan.
Yeah.
Now you're like, I'm
terrifying.
Gonna have all the black
hair.
Yeah.
Now I only wear black hair.
Yeah,
like,
that's awesome.
By choice, yeah. And I think
that's such
beautiful.
A better answer than, and now I wear only blonde hair. Like, that's
yeah,
a sad ending.
I joined them. Yeah. Can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I think there is a lot of that shitty, clicky kind of stuff, I guess. But ultimately, like, it's just like with stand up where the most authentic, you know, people
just be
are
you.
Always the best.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Always the nicest people. And like look at Alaska and Bianca. Like, they're the best in the business and they're such nice people to be around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but it's also like with comedy, there's 10,000 billion comedians these days.
Yeah.
Drag queens as well. There's
really?
So many drag queens. So it has become really competitive.
Well, you don't have to worry about them.
I know. In our house, it's only you and a few others.
I still haven't gotten my tank top in the mail. Not that I would have worn it. That would have been too much.
Did you order one?
I ordered a Roz Dress for Liz tank top.
What?
Yeah. I got a white one. I wanted
a white. Oh, my God.
I can't remember if I got a white one or a blue. I think I got a white one because it looks more like the actual Ross Dress
logo.
For Less logo. And people would be like, wait, what is that? And then I get to tell them about you.
Oh, thank
you.
That's so nice. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to start working out so I look good in it or anything, but I am going to wear it.
Yeah. That's how I feel about getting these arm tattoos. I'm like, this means I'm supposed to work out now.
Yeah,
right?
I told her that. I was like, I want to get a tattoo for you, but I got to work out first and make sure it looks good. And then I was like, I'm never doing that. So I just got the tattoo.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just need to be Instagram famous. That's the only reason that I need to work out right now. Why are so many... Who are these people that have so many followers?
I don't know. I don't understand it. I feel like I'm just bad at the internet. I try, but it just doesn't come naturally to me.
I feel like I'm good at it, but the world has not realized that yet. And I'm not happy about it.
Well, you both are very good at it. I will say that.
You
both are very good at it, and I don't understand why. I am terrible at it, objectively. I am not good at it. But You guys have the content. I don't understand why people. I don't know how you're supposed to get more people.
Also, you're the male Angeline of Los Angeles on every billboard right now. Everywhere I go, I see your face.
It's got to be down by now. I don't know. Yeah, I had like nine. If you're listening at home, I had like nine billboards in LA.
I think it's been brought up once or twice at this point.
Oh my God, they're everywhere.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's so embarrassing. Yeah,
I bet.
It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
So
there should be more.
I know. Meanwhile, you're like
only nine.
You've got the trunk of your Corvette. You're selling T-shirts with your face on it.
It's parked under the billboard. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a picture of Elvira and Angeline from the 80s.
Oh, we got to look that up.
Got to find that.
Yeah,
you know, I met Angeline too. Everyone's met Angeline, but I did like the drive around in the car with her situation.
Oh.
Which I think, you know, you can just enter to win, and I think everyone wins. Because
so few people enter.
No, a lot of people enter, but you, she wants you to, like, take her places and buy things.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so funny. It's like a wish list.
There
it is.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up. So
another one that I've seen, too, from, like, that's like a black and white picture.
What is in that hair? Secret.
Secrets. Look at that. Yeah, that's Elvira as a out of drag.
Oh. Wow. What a babe.
So, babe, what's your drag character going to be?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a hard time thinking about dressing like a boy because I'm light on the makeup today, but I'm really into a strong wing, typically.
Yeah.
And I enjoy a full painted face.
I mean, that's just the thing with traditionally feminine makeup and clothes and hair. It's like there's so much more to play with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so much more fun.
Oh, I assumed you would be a drag queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would I don't know how to push it a whole lot further than I do for like night out. But I will find a way.
Okay. Do you ever wear wigs?
No, I've done extensions before, but I've never done a wig.
She's got a lot of hair. We'll get you a wig. Yeah.
Got a lot of hair.
Oh, you can never have too much. We'll get you a wig, and Julian, we're gonna figure out you.
Yeah, we gotta figure me out.
I'm gonna beat that face. Yeah, for sure.
I will write a stand-up act as a character. I would
like
to do that.
You should. Yeah. It's been such an interesting thing doing stand-up in drag.
Mm-hmm.
I find that when I'm doing comedy clubs, I really have to over-explain what I am. Because in today's world...
What do you mean?
Well, in today's world, like, which is such a great thing, like, people are getting educated on all the different types of... on the gender spectrum where you could be. And so I think that people are like... What is that? which one is that one?
They do, but there probably is an expectation in mainstream crowds for you to like do some sort of explanation of what you're doing, which I don't think you need to do. But
I've tried it both ways, and I feel like I have to always explain what this situation is.
It is disappointing when crowds are just like, you know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why like I like doing stand up for gay crowds more because it's like they already know. Like I don't have to tell them that I have a penis, they can tell.
Right.
They see me on Grindr. The tattoos are matching up, the same girl, the same girl. They realize what's going on.
We were in, and I won't name names, don't worry, but we were in Vegas recently with a friend. We met
someone. Yeah, you went
someone.
To Chippendales,
Yeah,
I know.
We did.
Yeah.
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 We can't talk about Chippendales anymore. Our listeners are going to be like, stop talking about Chippendales.
Okay.
But we met a guy through our friend Beth. Stelling, who's a comedian.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, and so we were hanging out with him, and he was adorable, and he's a Broadway guy and all that. And he was telling Meg about his Grindr messages that when he got to Vegas. And I'd never heard about, like, I know about Grindr, but I never heard, like, what they really, how they approach you. Because, you know, it's like.
Sounds very to the point.
9 times out of 10.
Very, very direct.
What was one he said?
It's a beautiful thing.
That. Somebody was like, I'm standing out of whatever hotel, want to make out.
Yeah.
Or like, they're like, I'm here. Like, like put me in. Or, you know, like it's.
Put me in.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's so nuts.
I don't know. It's not. It's not like that on any dating apps that I've ever
seen. It's great. I think it's wonderful.
I do too. I'm like, I like the no nonsense. Like, let's.
But listen, I've also met like my hairdresser on Grindr. <Yeah. laughs> I've made friends on Grindr. I've gotten people to come to shows on Grindr.
That's like, amazing.
Yeah. That's fun to just meet a platonic friend on Grindr.
Yeah.
Just like, we're not into each other that way, but
I'm still friends
I can talk
with a few dudes that I met on Tinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. Okay. All right.
Now they're fighting, and I'm uncomfortable.
No, okay.
No, but going back to so how are you? You're super not uncomfortable by like naked men dancing on top of you.
Not even a little bit.
Not at all.
No. Okay.
Not at all. I think the only time I would get uncomfortable is if it turned into a somewhat intimate situation. Like, if I was somewhere without her, obviously, and a guy was like trying to actually kiss me or whatever, I just wouldn't want to do that. But
it wouldn't be because it's a guy, probably. It'd just be anybody. We're talking about this. Like,
yeah, I mean, you don't want
to dive deeper. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just anybody being like in your space like that in a way that you are not.
But I wouldn't, I don't have gay panic or anything. I don't like freak out by, you know.
So is this how thruples are made? Is that what? Is that what we're doing here? I can get the wigs. It can go either way if you want.
Well, thank you so much for coming, Ross. No, but we literally are out of time.
Oh,
but
okay. Well, we didn't do the assignment at all, and
it's all right.
No, it's good. We don't a soft spot for all those listening. It doesn't always have to be like a deep dive.
Yeah,
even just touching on the thing that like inspired you to be who you are.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And when you see Elvira, you just feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when you see anything she's doing.
And what I love about this, bringing on people with all these different things, it reminds me of things. Now I'm like, oh, my God, I want to go back.
We have
and
to
watch
that movie.
Mistress of the Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
So that worked for us when we did Mr. Rogers with John Mulaney. We started watching Mr. Rogers again, and it was great.
We tried to
get
our
kids. Have you seen that new documentary?
We haven't seen it yet.
Supposed to see it, I guess.
I want to.
Mr. Rogers is the only older show that our kids will like sit there and actually watch.
Yeah.
Because he just knows how to. I mean,
I know,
like,
what
magic.
A gift.
Oh, one last thing. Because it is, I think, tangentially. Last night we went to Rooftop Cinema Club and watched Vertigo, the old Hitchcock movie.
Oh, cool.
And the eyebrows on, what's her name?
On Kim Novak.
Kim Novak.
The whole walk to bar we ended up at. So, because we were both eyebrow challenged. Mine are curling drawn on.
I just don't have any.
She just doesn't have any.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were just talking about that. I don't
know.
They
look like caterpillars on her face.
They did. They were really upsetting. When she was a blonde, they were like a little more ashy and toned down. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's real.
Basically, this is Julian's way of saying he's really thinking about his brow game when he dips his toe into the drag pool.
Yeah,
honestly, that's the part that takes the longest for me. It takes me like at least 30 minutes to glue my eyebrows and cover them.
Wow.
So not having eyebrows and not looking like a crazy person is a gift if you wanted to be a drag queen.
See, you were born for this.
Yeah. Because if I shaved off my eyebrows, I would look crazy.
Yeah. Well, you'd look like I look.
I don't even notice that you don't have eyebrows.
Until I say it, and then everyone's like, oh, weird.
Yeah. Now you mention it, you're a freak.
Why do I always do this? All right. Well, thank you so much for coming, Roz. This was wonderful.
Oh my God, thank you for having me.
We're so excited to come see you on Saturday.
Yeah.
Everybody follow Roz. What are your socials?
Tell us all your things. What are your things?
Okay. Well, I do like a billion shows in person, so just go to my Instagram. I usually put them in the story. It's at Roz Dresfeles. It's all Z's. And Facebook, follow me, Roz Dresfeles. Twitter.
Buy some cute merch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. I got some cute merch on dragqueenmerch.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, listen to my podcast, too, which is all on my Instagram. You can find all that.
Great.
Yay.
Well, thank you so much. We want to thank our producer, Land Romo, again, Butterfaced Angel.
Butterfaced?
Buttervoiced.
Buttervoiced.
Oh, my God.
Butterfaced.
Land, I'm sorry. Oh, the truth snuck out. Land, you got a ripped body and a fuggo face, Land.
Yeah, right.
I'm so sorry.
Land has the skin of like a 15-year-old perfect.
It doesn't make
like,
any sense.
And so
I hate him. I'm at Land because I was in here doing Drew Jogi's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I talked about my dad being a clown.
Whoa.
My dad's a clown. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been to a clown cert? Sorry.
That was from the last episode. Julian said clown cert instead of concert, and we were like, what?
Yeah. But your dad was a clown?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he still is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's how this gets made.
Basically. That's how the sausage gets made.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I'm Julia McCullough.
I'm Meg Malloy.
You are.
I'm Ostres Velez.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, queen.
It's a good show.